Hi guys, welcome back or welcome to my podcast. You're here with your host Inonge, and today we have a special guest on the show. He'll introduce himself.
Hi everyone, thank you so much for having me. And I haven't really been involved so much in podcasts, but it somewhat feels like me being back on radio, because I'm a radio personality and a TV personality as well. And well, this time around, I'm on the opposite end. Usually, I'm the one who's asking the questions when I do have a topic. But let's see how it goes. Anyway, my name is Justin, and I'm a radio and TV personality and an IT guy by profession. But this time around, well, maybe I could just give a bit of some advice. So who knows? Maybe a therapist.
So yeah, today we're going to be talking about the therapist friend. So yeah, the perks of being a therapist friend and the bad, I guess. So yeah, first of all, who's the therapist friend? Justin, who do you think a therapist friend is?
Well, a therapist friend is, I'd love to describe this as a designated person that you go and pour out to with regards to how you're feeling. It could be emotionally, even physically, mentally as well. And this is more of a confidant or a person who I would say you would want to air out to your sentiments with regards to how you're feeling on a daily basis. So this being is one that you trust wholeheartedly, one that you can go to that will soothe that pain that you're feeling, or that emotion, a negative emotion that you're feeling. And I just might be that therapist friend as well, because I've had people come to me and talk to me about how they're feeling. But anyway, I think that's, for me, I feel that's how I would describe a therapist friend.
Okay. Yeah, I think a therapist friend is like, you know, the strong friend, as people say. The friend who everyone can go to and complain and, you know, put their burdens on for them to help them. But do you think people actually enjoy being the therapist friend?
I'm going to respond this according to what I have experienced, and I'm just going to generalize it because I wouldn't want to speak for other people. Maybe others have an issue with being the therapist friend. Maybe others don't mind actually, because they also get comfort in having to have this conversation, these conversations with the person that is seeking assistance. But for me, at one point in my life, I did get to enjoy, because I would always listen to people and then give advice, and for many it did actually work, the advice that I would give them. And what is very unfortunate though is that now I would prefer having to be that person who goes to another.
Exactly.
Because I garnered so much attention from a lot of people, not knowing that I actually also needed attention. But I would say on my end that if I would do it all over again, I wouldn't do it differently. I would enjoy being that therapist friend all over again as compared to now.
Yeah. I feel like I'm the therapist friend, and the good is, you know, like you get to help people and people get to trust you with their issues, and you know, like it just feels good when you help someone and they feel better. But I feel like there are also drawbacks of being the strong friend. Like you become closed off because you feel, no, I have to be strong. If I'm weak, who will they go to? And you know, what do you think some of the drawbacks are of being the strong friend?
Well, one of the things is, because you have that much strength, inner strength especially, you don't actually realize that your inner being needs comfort and it needs soothing from another individual. It's just, it's very difficult when it comes to you dealing with a situation that you're unable to deal with all by yourself, because then you don't know who to go to, because so many people have come to you and you've literally been the strong one the entire time. When you're weak, you've got no one to go to, because the people that you fear you can go to cannot match up to that threshold that you're at in terms of being strong. So I would feel that some of the disadvantages of being the therapist's friend are that when you need someone to go to, they just might not be able to be, they might be unable to assist you in terms of making you feel better when you're dealing with a situation, because you feel you'll be expecting a specific response from them, and the end result is that, you know, they don't give you what you're looking for. And it becomes this whole domino effect, this never-ending chain of you go to one person from another looking for the exact answer that you have in your head, but it just doesn't come. So that's one of the disadvantages. But I strongly believe that even therapist friends can be the victims, and they can also seek guidance from a fellow therapist friend. But regardless, being a therapist friend does come with a lot of disadvantages.
Yeah, so it's like you being the therapist friend is you already having solutions to your problems, but you wanting to hear it from someone else. And when you don't get the answer that you want, it's like they're not helping in a way. And I feel like we become too logical to a point where we forget about reality. Like when people bring their issues to us, we don't actually listen to them. We just want to get it over with and get past it and, you know, give them a solution. We actually don't get to hear how they feel about the particular situation. And I feel like that makes us a bit too logical. Like we don't see the emotional side of issues. We just want to find a solution to the problem. And I think like that's how it becomes, you know, exhausting. To a point where you get tired of hearing people's issues. Because for you to help someone get over something or find a solution to a problem, you have to put yourself in their shoes. And if you're always wearing other people's shoes, their burdens start to become yours, and you feel like you have to carry them for them.
Yeah.
And like that's, you know, that's not the case. And I feel like it's honestly exhausting sometimes. But being a therapist friend is good sometimes, because you get to help people. And you know, you get to see people happy because of how you help them.
Mm.
But the drawbacks, I feel like the drawbacks are more than the perks. And
well, that usually is the case. Because I'll take you back to a couple of years ago when I did go through a series of different kinds of depression, from school to having to lose very close friends. And I just realized that out of that group, out of that gathering, of friends that I did have, then I realized that I was just really the strong one. And because one third of the time when somebody had a situation, I'd always come to the rescue and I'd always solve their problem with so much haste. And you know, it would be shocking, because how can an individual like me be able to deal with a problem as quickly as I did then? And for me, it just clicked at that moment that actually I'm stronger than I thought I was.
Yeah.
But when I went through these different modes of depression, when the anxiety kicked in, I realized that I had nobody to go to.
Exactly.
I shut down, I shut everybody out, because each and every single time I tried to open up, it would be ridicule from my fellow guy friends.
Yeah.
It would be, well, some form of comfort, yes, coming through from female friends, but regardless, I wouldn't always run to a female and say, oh, look, this is what I'm dealing with. I'd prefer having to speak to a guy. But then, let's get back to reality. A guy naturally just needs to be strong. And when you try and speak to your guy friends seeking comfort, seeking attention or seeking assistance, you will get to find that majority of the guys would literally laugh at you for airing out how you feel about something. A guy going through a heartbreak, for instance, is the best example. I'm the strong friend within that gathering. Amidst my friends, I'm the strong friend, and I'm dealing with a heartbreak. And I seek attention from my friends and ask for assistance. The next best course of action for them is, because they don't really know how to deal with heartbreaks, is they'll ridicule me and say,
"Why you act like a girl, you know, like
this?" My girl on Bambi, not knowing that the repercussions are greater than what they think they are.
Exactly.
So I think just having to be the therapist friend sometimes can lead to different modes of repercussions. And one of those is you having to, like for me, close off and shut down and not even being able to deal with it appropriately, because I didn't know what to do then. But eventually, I started doing things that I loved. I started reading more, I started going out more, and for me that was more of a therapeutic moment, because I got to realize that it doesn't really matter if you have somebody to talk to or not, but what does really matter is how you're dealing with the situation alone. And you're doing some of the things that can help you soothe the pain that you're going through.
Yeah. And like, this is something I talked about in episode 2, where like, I feel like males don't have the kind of spaces where they can express themselves around their own male friends, because they feel like they're going to be ridiculed for it. And I feel like males should really create spaces where they can talk about anything. Like, being a man doesn't mean you have to forget about you being human. And like, you know, you should be able to talk about how you feel. And I understand where you're coming from, where you talked about you're going through depression and you couldn't talk to any of your friends about it. Because I had this point in my life, I won't say when, but I had this point in my life where I was battling myself because I felt like I was bisexual. And you know, like I would have dreams where I would dream about me with a female. Mm. And you know, like I didn't know how to deal with it or who to talk to about it because I feel like people wouldn't, you know, people wouldn't understand. So yeah, you know, like I would battle with myself every single day. I would have dreams and you know, like I would be thinking like, what's happening? And I had to like put that side of me somewhere where no one could find it and I couldn't talk about it. And you know, like being the therapist friend is me not being able to express myself sometimes because I'm too busy being available for others. And being a therapist friend is like, it becomes like you're a storage box for people's skeletons. Then where do you put your own? Like, you know, you have nowhere to put your own. And I feel like it gets suffocating because you keep stuff to yourself and, you know.
Well, I would just say that regardless of the disadvantages, there are actually good things that come out from being the therapist friend. For instance, you can actually create, have newfound relationships with individuals because you'll be able to understand who they are. Exactly. And not only that, the moment you actually comprehend this person's maybe body language, you'll be able to understand how to assist them when they come with a problem because you'll be utilizing their body language towards that problem. And I would just say that when you're the therapist friend, you obviously have to be wary of the repercussions. And just to highlight a few things, for instance, you being able to tackle a person's situation with caution because you're very much aware of how they would respond if you said the wrong thing to them. So you'll instantly pick the right words when you're giving them advice or when you're assisting them through that trying moment. I know, yes, a lot of individuals believe that the disadvantages outweigh the advantages, but being the therapist friend does also have advantages. And like I have mentioned, you actually develop this rapport with individuals, and it actually makes you very interrelatable with other people as well. You're able to handle a situation much better because not only are you teaching or giving this person advice, but you're also doing it for yourself.
Yeah, exactly. You're learning from it. And I feel like, yeah, like, you know, you're actually right, because when you're advising someone, like, you get to learn from people's situations. Because there's someone who told me they feel better experiencing things through other people because they get to see how to react to such things if they ever happen to them. And, you know, like, it's actually a good thing when you're the therapist friend because you get to help people and you get to see how you would deal with something if it happened to you. And, you know, I feel like the therapist friends should be more open. They should be able to talk about how they feel. They shouldn't feel like they have to have everything figured out. Like, yeah, someone can come to you with a problem, but it doesn't mean you always have to have the answer. You don't always have to have everything figured out. Sometimes just say, I don't have much information on this issue, so I can't really help you. Or no, I'm doing something, I'll get to you back later. You don't always have to be available, because if you're too available, you start to forget about yourself because you're too busy showing up for other people. And for those who are wondering how I dealt with my bisexual issue, I really just started reading my Bible more. And you know, like, I started praying more and God spoke to me and he helped me figure my body out. And you know, yeah, now I'm back to normal, I guess, yeah.
Well, even with regards to having to deal with situations, the entirety of it all doesn't have to go to a single individual. Yeah. There are some people who would not want to usher out secrets that they're keeping within themselves. But the best way to actually deal with things like this, especially if you're dealing with mental instability, you actually get to do other things that can help you control that. For instance, for me, I realized that I just recently got out of a relationship with somebody. And I realized that I actually didn't know who I was when I was with that person. But when we separated, I asked myself, who am I away from this person? Who is Justin away from this person? And I just figured that I actually didn't know who I was. And because I was battling with that depression, I didn't know how to handle the situation. But eventually, I started doing things like going out, eating more, meeting new people. And as I'm speaking now, I have found a beautiful relationship in terms of friendship with this amazing girl, and you know, she also does assist me when I'm dealing with something, and vice versa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So there are literally different things that you can be able to do. Even just doing a drive-by could help you, because you know, the more you spend time trying to figure out what you like, the better for you to ease away that depression or that anxiety.
Yeah.
And well, but other individuals, for them it would suffice if they want to air out how they're feeling to a therapist friend. For them that actually does work, then go ahead. It's actually not, you don't actually have to be discouraged because of what I'm saying. No.
Yeah.
There are different modes and there are different things that you can be able to do to just assist you in terms of dealing with the different situations that are out there.
So I have a question. Do you feel like people need to be alone for them to figure themselves out?
Well, yes, but then again, no, because you can actually develop relationships with people, individuals that are within your circle, for instance, family members or even extended family. And I'm saying so because people that are good to you, people that you relate to 100%, can bring out the best of you.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is why I'm saying no. But then again, the reason why I'm saying yes is because you might actually not believe this, but you are very strong when you're all by yourself.
Exactly.
Because you're not going to have to deal with other people's problems. And at the same time, you're not going to have to have those people deal with your problems.
Yeah.
And you can actually figure out a solution quicker than when you're seeking the attention of 2, 3, 4 people,
yeah,
because their
people.
Opinions are completely different and they just might confuse you.
Yeah, they might contradict your own opinions of yourself. And I feel like, yeah, you know, like, people really need to take time to figure themselves out before they decide to get involved with other people. Like, you need to know yourself, and if you've been in toxic relationships before you decide to ruin someone else's life because of your own experience, you must first heal. Get to know who you are without other people. Get to know who you are when you're by yourself. You know, like, get to have that definition of yourself to a point where if someone says something that's not true about you, you won't crumble because you know who you are. And, you know, it won't get to you to a point where you even start to doubt yourself. So, like, you know, get to know yourselves and just get to know that part of yourself. So, like, I feel like now we should advise, you know, the therapist friends. I feel like we need to tell them that you don't have to carry the problems of other people all the time.
Mm.
Like, you don't always have to feel obliged for you to give advice. Sometimes if you don't know what to say, then just say you don't know what to say. You, like, you don't always have to have everything figured out to a point where even googling, no, how to deal with this, how to deal with that. Just say you don't know. Like, you know, it's that easy.
Yeah, well, for I think the last bit of it all, in conclusion from my end, I have learned that sometimes being the therapist's friend brings about different repercussions, and you just need to be very cautious and very with regards to who you bring into your life, because some individuals might not even want to seek your advice, but maybe might want to actually destroy you because of the kind of aura that you give off. If you're a jovial, if you're bubbly, if you're an excited person all the time, you actually give off this energy that might not bounce off of other people because they just don't like that kind of energy. So some of these individuals might be out to just harm you.
Exactly.
But regardless, it doesn't necessarily mean that just because this individual exists, it doesn't mean that you have to not be the therapist friend. You
exactly.
can actually be the therapist
yeah.
friend and also seek the attention of a therapist friend. It actually works like a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you need to be able to reciprocate. When you need somebody, go to a person that you trust. And when that person does need you, deal with the problem the way that you know, this person helped you at that particular time.
Yeah.
So I think being a therapist friend, it's one thing when you know what you're saying, especially when you're giving advice, but then it's another when you're dealing with an individual who you completely don't understand.
Exactly.
Mm.
And yeah, to my fellow therapist friends, keep doing what you do, keep being a good friend. You're doing amazing and what you're doing is a great thing, but my advice to you is just don't forget yourself in the process, and don't get into this whole thing where you're just giving advice just for the sake of it. When you give advice, actually mean it, and don't get to a point where You know, like it's a role given. Being the therapist friend is honestly not a role. It's something that you're actually choosing to do yourself, because if you want to back out of it, you can simply do that. So yeah, don't make it a role, and you know, keep doing what you do and keep advising those people and keep helping them. You don't know whose life you're going to change one day. So yeah. So those who have reached to the end, I want to say thank you for listening. Make sure you share with your relatives, your friends and their friends. Yeah. And yeah. Say goodbye to the listeners, Justin.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been amazing. And I'm actually reminiscing over moments where I was a therapist friend. And when I eventually broke, when I snapped, I needed a therapist friend. And tell you what, you can actually be your own therapist friend.
Exactly.
There is nothing wrong with you giving yourself advice, because at the end of the day, it's you against the world. But from me and Eno, who did invite me, thank you so much. I hope everybody stays blessed.
Don't start calling me Eno, guys. It's not for everybody. Sorry. It's not for everybody. Anyway, thank you, guys. I guess I'll see you next time. Wait. I forgot. If you guys want to text me, you want to give me your reviews and all, you can text me on Instagram at inonge.chavalas, or you can catch me on Twitter at Lupa. Yeah. I guess I'll see you guys next time.